It has been another largely gray day across eastern New York and western New England, and we've had some wintry weather as well, a mix of rain and snow, and that means that, at least for some of us, there has been some accumulating snow today, and in other spots, things have been on the damp side from time to time. Coming up over the next couple of days, the weather will be largely uneventful. By Thursday, there is the potential for a more substantial winter storm, though it's still a few days out, and there's not a certainty yet as to exactly what the precipitation types will be. At this early stage, it looks like a situation that would favor a wintry mix, changing terrain for many of us, with the potential for more significant type snow across the north and up across the higher elevations. But again, it's still a few days out. There's a lot of question marks surrounding that storm, so stay up to date on the forecast over the next few days. Coming up tonight, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be on the cool side, but it's not going to be anything cold for this time of year. Lows will be largely in the 20s and 30s. And the other thing to think about tonight is in areas where it snowed today, there will be slushy and slippery spots on the roads. And even in spots where it hasn't snowed, roads that are damp may become slippery later on as temperatures dip below freezing, so be careful on the roads tonight into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow looks to be another mainly gray day. There is the chance for a light wintry mix tomorrow. It's not really a storm or anything along those lines, but there is the chance for at least some rain, snow, maybe even a few patches of freezing rain or freezing drizzle tomorrow. So be mindful of that. I don't think it's anything that's going to be a high impact type situation. By Wednesday, I actually expect a quiet day. So Wednesday looks like a dry day and a day where we should see at least some sunshine. So we'll kind of circle that one on the calendar and look forward to that. And then by Thursday, even Wednesday night into Thursday, again, there's that potential for some stormy weather. It's still a bit early to say exactly how things will play out, but keep in mind that there may be some travel concerns for the Thursday morning commute. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and some patchy freezing drizzle, lows in the low to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the 30s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix, and highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.